requirement's been met.
Of the healthy part, it'll be all your septic systems, because you don't have a sewer system.
Right.
But they meet the qualifications for each thing of what you're gonna subdivide.
Yeah.
Health department has to do that.
I just wanna make sure that the town has the teeth to require an applicant to do a full-on engineering design.
So.
And then when you get down to the appeals process, there's a panel of experts. After the 20 days have passed on the review cycles, one licensed engineer designated by the municipality, one licensed engineer designed by the land, designated by the land use applicant, and one licensed engineer agreed upon and designated by the two designated engineers. That's the appeals process.
Okay.
So. One other difficulty I've been thinking of that you might run into, you're talking about a surveyor in there.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll find that all of these lots are off of the surveying. So at least within the town area where everything's already planted, you might be better off by going by measurements rather than having somebody come in and set up a GPS thing, and it's gonna be everybody's property has to shift so many feet that way, and everybody's property has to shift so much this way, because their surveying has improved over the years. And when it was first laid out, now all of your fences and all of your houses correspond to what it was originally. And if you have a surveyor come in and you go by the surveyor's line, it's going to throw everything off.
Yeah.
Well, if they can find markers to go by, that's what they want to prefer to do, but a lot of times they can't find them markers where, you know, they go by ditches.
And if you go by property description rather than surveying, so you got, say, if you look on these.
We'd like to prevent any lawsuits over that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but.
If you look on these plot plans, though, if you go into the surveyor, to the recorder's office, they'll have a plat of, say, block number 17 in Meadow, and it'll tell you how many feet it is this way, and how many feet it is this way, and this way, and all the individual properties are laid out there, and it shows the sizes of the properties also. So if you use that to make your determinations rather than a surveyor, you might be far ahead, I think.
Yeah, it's just scary though, because if, you know, if you got a disagreement on a property line, someone can each hire a different surveyor, or they're going to come up with different lines and fight over that strip of land that gives them enough frontage to build.
Yeah.
So I could see a lot of issues come up.
And if you look at the way they survey, they go to a marker. And not every surveyor will use the same marker. One might use one here, and one might use another one over here, and they'll come up with different results. That's why you have overlaps and underlaps in your properties.
Yeah.
And that just has to be determined by a judge.
Yeah, that has to go to court to settle that out. And there's a lot here in town, underlaps and overlaps.
Yep.
Well, I know one situation, potential sell of property would end up over in somebody's driveway.
Yeah.
And there's an existing fence line there already. So they're pretty touchy about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we maneuver around that, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how you solve errors in surveying.
Yeah. I guess that's why they take it to court, because this happens all the time.
I wanted to add some dispensers to my old Conoco station that I sold. And it was right adjoining that state road to the road shed there. An overhead, one property survey showed that it was out into the street, or another one showed it considerably back. They just withdrew from the situation, so we didn't get to make the improvements, but a piece of property can be very precious, even at 10 feet or 6 feet.
Yeah, could make or break
somebody's driveway, somebody's
your ability to
rod,
build something.
Somebody's,
Yeah.
I don't know how we get around that.
Okay.
Make it fair.
Right.
Make it fair.
And that's just something to be aware of, you know, as you go on. There are errors in surveying and may cause problems in the future.
Okay. Okay, let's look big picture. So we've got ourselves an application that we're going to clean up. I'm still going to dig into finding out about land use authority, making sure we're in agreement on that, if we're going to take over like building permits. So as far as what we need to do for homework, I'll see if I can clean this up based on our comments and bring a clean version for next month.
Maybe even before we meet.
So yeah, have it a week before.
Be good.
What else? Is there anything else we need to do before we meet next?
Watch your videos.
3 hours
also,
of.
Do you have appeals group of any kind? It seems like it's just non-existent. They've never met. They've never submitted minutes, like to the clerk, like they're supposed to. It just seems like it's non-existent, even though.
Well, we do need to call someone to be on the appeals group from inside the town boundaries. Sounds like we have people outside of town, whether they know about it or not.
It's two different types when you start looking at this subdivision ordinance. The appeals group there is a bunch of engineers, but then also within the town for other land use issues.
Okay.
I think the ones we have from out of town, one is an engineer from Sunrise Engineering, and the other is at the Elmer City.
Okay.
So
whether they ever had a meeting or any kind of, that's the thing, is they don't even, they probably might not even know each other.
It's possible. They probably know that they were once in the group. They probably haven't been contacted by us for 5 years or more. I don't know.
There's a town here now that's involved in that, and they didn't have one, so.
Okay.
So it's just something you need, if you're thinking ahead, that's what one you need to make sure that we have. Be prepared, because these timelines for this ordinance and maybe other things are pretty strict.
Right.
It'd be nice to have people in place, engineers and whatever that you need.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I put that on our to-do list. Anything else we need to cover tonight?
Let's see. Give one of those to show on him. He's got one.
I've got one.
You got one. Okay.
So Sean can keep that one. You can do that one here.
I've got the website too.
I'll just print another one.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Maybe there's somebody on the minutes besides Rex and me.
He's back, Haley.